AM 970, The Answer.
I go to church. I go to a little church in the country, you know, and I'm there. And I love when I see young people actually going to church. So I see this one guy, and he's got the kids. He's got one kid in one hand. He's making sure the other one is okay. And I said, wow, that's a good kid. We talked to him, and he's a veteran, but he is, I find out, from my church in the boondocks, you know, he's the director of the VA and Veterans Program for the Visiting Nurse Service of New York, and a U.S. Army officer veteran, and he's helping homeless veterans like you can't believe, and there's something that we could help my friend Joe with. Hey, Joe, how great it is to have you on the radio, my friend, and a good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me on this morning. I really appreciate it.
So, I know the good guy that you are. I see you at church, number one. And number two, you handle those kids like a pro, my buddy. Let me tell you something. You
got it. Yeah, definitely. I appreciate that. Yeah, I definitely try to be, as best as a father and the guy as I could be. But, and we try to bring these lessons to our work today. So I appreciate that. Thanks for the kind words.
Oh, no, it's great. It's so refreshing. Believe me, Joey, you're doing great. And love to you and the family, by the way. Hey, so tell us, May is Military Appreciation Month. And the Veterans Program for the Visiting Nurse Service of New York is collaborating with Backpacks for Life and Sunrise Senior Living of New Dorp to launch a donation drive for homeless and at-risk veterans. God bless you, Joe Vitti, for doing this. Tell us about it, and how can we help, sir?
Yes, absolutely. You know, we definitely want to get the word out there to the tri-state area, not just the Staten Island community, which has a wonderful active veteran community itself on the small island, but everywhere, tri-state area, including all five boroughs, Long Island, Connecticut, and New Jersey. So, like you said, May is Military Appreciation Month, and last week, especially I visited the Nurse Service of New York, we celebrated Nurses Week, and our clinical teams, our social work teams, all of our people there, we bring such a really tremendous job. We do a tremendous job bringing a cultural awareness and sensitivity around the different public health issues surrounding veterans and our community. We have a lot of population health issues, a lot of patterns and trends of respective conditions and terminal conditions and chronic conditions that are common within the community. So our teams are out there before COVID, during COVID, and today, caring for all of these veterans and their families. So I want to give a shout out to them. So we have a lot taking place in May. We have the Memorial Day holiday coming up, and it was just fitting with everything that takes place in this month that we bring awareness to homeless veterans. And we see these heroes on our streets every day holding up signs that saying, please help in any way you can. I'm an Army vet. I'm a Navy vet. And it breaks our heart to see that people who've sacrificed so much for our country in so many ways that they are out on the streets and most vulnerable. So from now, it started in May 1st, from now through May 20th, the Visiting Nurse Service of New York is working with community partners, veteran service organizations to collect essential items that will be distributed to veterans in need and their families. So we've partnered, like you said, with Sunrise Assist the Living and then Backpacks for Life, which was founded in 2014 by United States Marine Corps veteran Brett D'Alessandro and his fiance Alexa Maduro. And they have an amazing story on how they got started, and they've gone around the country helping thousands of veterans with backpacks filled with essential items. And so once these backpacks are distributed, the representative from their organization helps veterans with these backpacks, access resources, VA resources, or community resources to help them.
What's happening, Joe, and God bless you for what you're doing. What's happening in you needed Joe Borelli, our buddy who just hosted the show? Did we talk to Joe? Yeah. What do you need? You tell me Staten Island. I'll get the councilman there. He would love to be there, he said. So what's
the more the merrier. I know Mr. Borelli is all over is all over Staten Island.
Yes, he is.
And the community has a tremendous amount of respect for him. So
that's right.
Everybody, this is a time where the community as a whole we can come together to always bring support and love and passion to our veterans. no matter what our backgrounds are, that's what this is for. We always talk about, you know, our country needs unity right now, and I believe if there's one subject that we can come to be unified over, it's definitely with our veterans, especially homeless veterans. That this is, it's such a sad issue, but it's a common issue. And and when I heard this story, I when I heard the organization and so much of what Sunrise Assisted Living does, caring for veterans and their families, it was just, those are great people there too. I said, the three of us need to partner with this, collaborate, and really tackle this issue. So
that's great. Hey, James Hendon's over there. We brought masks over there, right? Out of the New York Veterans Office there. Now, what do they do? Are they doing specific events, or what's the website? Let's start there. Is there a website we can go to help, Joe?
Yeah. So great question. Yeah. So you can go to sunriseseniorliving.com.
Okay.
And make sure it's the Sunrise of New Dorp. And there's some additional information on there as well. It'll have a list on there of respective items if you want to donate items.
Cool.
And
that's
there's
cool.
also a QR code if you want to do a monetary donation as well.
Oh, beautiful. That is great. And then this is Joe Vitti, director of the VA and Veterans Program for the Visiting Nurse Service of New York, a veteran himself. And before we let you go, Joe, at such a young age, with a beautiful family like you have, taking time to go to church for crying out loud. I mean, I'm sitting across from a guy that just wouldn't be near a church in a million years, but so I don't hold it against anybody, but it's nice to see. Nice to see. How did you end up in New York with the Veterans Program of Visiting Nurse Services over there?
Well, if you spoke to me a couple of years ago, even before the military and during the military, that I'd be in healthcare, I would definitely probably would have laughed in your face. I never saw that in my future.
Yeah.
My wife's a nurse. I have tons of friends who are nurses as well. So, I can definitely empathize. A lot of people ask how homeless veterans, why this happens? How does this occur?
Yeah. Yeah.
Leaving the military is such a, from professional experience seeing it, but also on a personal level, it is incredibly difficult. Without the education on during your transition, what we say in the Army, ETS, and exiting the service from active duty,
yes sir,
or the reserve or the National Guard, when you're going to civilian life, there is a major gap, and it's very easy and understandable if you're part of the veteran community to understand why this sometimes happens. So how I came into it, I a lot of people thought I was going to be a career military man or be in law enforcement. And it's funny, it just kind of landed in my lap an opportunity with a company in healthcare saying, hey, we have veterans that need help. They have terminal conditions, and we need people who understand the community, can do outreach to the veteran community, who are part of it, who know VA healthcare. Man. And I said to them, if you guys can teach me the other things about it, I can definitely bring that. And these guys were my heroes growing up of veterans. I grew up, little kids loved Batman, Superman, and I was never into that. I was saying, well, these guys aren't real. Look at these guys who are on History Channel. These guys are real.
You are such a great example of the young man that you are, Joe. But let me just remind everybody before we break, sunriseseniorliving.com, and you can help out veterans through this Backpacks for Life a donation, and you could also check off for monetary a donation. Wanted to get you on the air, Joe. Just get the word out. God bless you for what you're doing at your young age. You're a breath of fresh air, man. There's hope for the country, and we appreciate your hard work, my friend.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate everybody. Please join us on May 20th at Sunrise Senior Living at New Dorp on Staten Island. I look forward to it. From 2 to 4 p.m.
And we're calling Borelli now. We're calling Councilman Borelli now for you. All right, Joe. Well, great job, Joe. You did great, man. Thank you. God bless you. This is a great kid, I got to tell you. See him at church. I see him with the father. He reminds me of myself with the kids. His father, a nice, tall, handsome dude helping out the veterans in New York. May 20th it is. Let's get Borelli
May
on the 20th, phone. Let's get Joe there. They want
Joe.
And
you're tall and handsome.
They want Joe. Yeah, he was. That's exactly right. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock.